This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden made clear Thursday that the world should expect a more diplomatically engaged United States moving forward. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After 4 years of America First,
America is back. Diplomacy is back.
On his first trip to the State Department, the president sought to reassure a diplomatic corps maligned under Trump that it'll be at the heart of a foreign policy reset.
I trust you. I'm going to have your back.
He took a strong line on Russia, saying he told Vladimir Putin in a phone call, the days of the U.S. rolling over are gone. The president says he's freezing a U.S. troop pullout from Germany, ending support of Saudi Arabia's offensive in Yemen, and making LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of diplomacy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives has stripped Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
On a near party line vote of 230 to 199, the House of Representatives passed a Democratic measure removing Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. The unusual action was in response to past comments or endorsements by the first term member from Georgia that were racist, conspirational, or endorsed violence against elected Democrats. Leading up to the vote, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said,
I would advise them to think twice and pull this resolution from the floor while they still can.
But Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts pointed out Greene had liked a social media post
that advocated a bullet to the head of the Speaker of the House. That doesn't bother you?
11 Republicans joined 218 Democrats to remove Greene from her committees. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Johnson & Johnson said Thursday it has asked U.S. health regulators to authorize its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The drug maker's application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration follows its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna, J&J's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single-shot vaccine could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious UK coronavirus variant and the potential of lower vaccine efficacy against a variant that first emerged in South Africa. A prominent Lebanese Shiite publisher who criticized the Iran-backed Hezbollah group has been found shot dead in a car in southern Lebanon. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Lokman Slim, a Shiite publisher who was critical of the Iran-backed group, was found shot dead in his car. A judge following the case said his body had four bullets in the head and one in the back, while a security source said his phone was found earlier on the side of a road. It's the first such killing of a known activist in years. Slim, who ran a research center and made films, was a leading Shiite voice who spoke against what he saw as Hezbollah's intimidation tactics. He accused the group of intolerance of other political views. In a recent TV interview, Slim said he believed Hezbollah had a role in the deadly port blast that ripped through Beirut in August.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Fourth quarter productivity in the United States dropped at a rate not seen in nearly four decades. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The Labor Department says U.S. productivity in the October to December quarter fell by 4.8% after rising strongly the previous two quarters. That's the biggest drop since 1981. Productivity is the amount of work per hour of output, and it's been up and down since the coronavirus hit last March. For all of 2020, productivity increased about 2.5%. It's a key factor in boosting living standards because more efficiency allows employers to pay workers more without increasing inflation. Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher with the Dow up 1.08%, the S&P gaining 1.09%, and the NASDAQ rose by 1.23%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.